Last year, 81,000 people worked in the U.S. coal industry, compared to 123,000 a decade ago. President Trump is trying to reverse that. Last week, he signed an executive order to roll back environmental regulations, including President Obama's Clean Power Plan that would have reduced power plant emissions. So how is the coal industry responding? Randy Atkins is CEO of Ramaco Carbon, a company that's trying to open a new coal mine in Wyoming. He joins us for this week's View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders. Randy Atkins, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, I want to start with this project in Wyoming. The Brook Mine would be the first major coal mine to open in Wyoming in decades, and you're doing it at a very challenging time for the industry. What's your plan?
Well, our plan is to be a little bit against the grain. Unlike most of the other coal production in the Powder River Basin, which is thermal coal, and thermal coal is typically burned by utilities, we are trying to essentially take the coal and turn it into products that have a variety of different uses, some of which are known, some of which are under development.
We'll talk about that because people think about mining for coal. They think about burning it for energy, but coal actually goes into many consumer products in the automotive and airline industry.
It does, and indeed, about 95% of all coal produced is thermal coal. 5% of the coal produced is metallurgic coal. And metallurgic coal, of course, is used for steel. That's kind of what led us to explore perhaps using a different approach than most people do for thermal coal.
Okay, so you're not going to burn the coal, but that was your plan when you first started out with this. What changed?
Well, basically, as we examined our development options, the landscape changed. Part of that was perhaps regulatory, part of which was market, and part of which was, frankly, investment-driven. The idea of investing what would probably be hundreds of millions of dollars in a typical thermal coal mine struck us as becoming more problematic, frankly, because of the utilities being under some pressure to move from coal, both, again, from a regulatory as well as from a market-driven standpoint.
Well, let's talk about the market, because in 2015, three of the largest coal mines that operate in Wyoming went bankrupt, in part because of these things that you mentioned. But there was an oversupply of coal on the market. Natural gas is incredibly cheap in comparison to coal these days. The Trump administration says it's the regulatory structure, but really most economists would say it's not that. It's the price of natural gas.
Well, I think the reality probably lies in between, perhaps like most things. I think a number of the mines that went bankrupt in Wyoming, frankly, were connected to large public coal companies that had over-levered. I don't think they went bankrupt because the operations in Wyoming were necessarily unprofitable. But to your point about the pressures on the coal industry in general, certainly natural gas has become a cheaper baseload fuel for utilities over the last several years because of its prolific production. By the same token, the regulatory atmosphere over the last 8 years or so has been very difficult. And so I think to the extent that you have a new sheriff in town, so to speak, in Washington, they can certainly around the margins do things to make the regulatory playing field a little bit more even. But the market will be up to what the market is.
Of course, many people would say that those regulations that the Trump administration is trying to roll back were there for a reason, because coal is known as a very dirty energy source. There are landowners near your mine in Wyoming that said it would do damage to local waterways. We know that coal mining communities have higher rates of disease like lung cancer and hypertension. You've got the issue of climate change. So, you know, how do you get past the health and environmental damage that most experts agree that coal does?
Well, I think when you go through a permitting process, it is designed to weed out and rectify a lot of these issues which you just raised. And as far as, you know, the regulatory climate, you know, if you get an even playing field, I think you've got a better opportunity to address a lot of these issues.
But would the coal industry address those issues if they don't have to? I mean, the Clean Power Plan by President Obama forced the coal industry into doing things that that side of the aisle didn't think they were doing.
Well, I'm not sure it did. I mean, I think to a certain extent, some of the things that the plan attempted to do would impose certain restrictions on utilities, putting the thumb on the scale somewhat. And I think as far as coal companies in general, despite rhetoric to the contrary, I would say most coal companies are not out there trying to be bad stewards towards the environment and certainly towards their neighbors.
All right, let's talk about jobs, because President Trump promised to bring back jobs in the coal industry. Here he was last month speaking to a crowd in Louisville, Kentucky.
There's another promise that is deeply important to me, and I know it is deeply important to you. We are going to put our coal miners back to work.
And he made the same promise last week when he signed that rollback of the Clean Power Plan. Do you think that plan will help save jobs?
Candidly, we don't try to get ourselves into the thermal coal debate from the standpoint of how much utility use will be swayed one way or the other by a regulatory change. On a very simple basis, you know, you get more jobs if you are able to use more coal. Most people attempt to use coal for thermal purposes, for burning in utilities. We're trying to come up with, frankly, a different idea that might ultimately result in an alternative use of coal, which would not necessarily burn it. To the extent that that would create more demand, would also create more coal jobs.
And on the issue of jobs, one of the concerns in your industry is that a lot of jobs have been lost to automation. Will your new project use automation that would have been traditionally done by human workers?
Yeah, I think your comment about automation is and this is not made critically at all, but I think it's a bit dated. I think the automation that affected a large number of coal jobs really occurred probably in the 1970s and the 1980s. Having said that, the type of mining which we are trying to use out in Wyoming is what's called highwall mining, which is somewhat automated. It's like a giant auger, which is like a drill, and it drills back as far as several thousand feet and has the coal then fall on a conveyor belt, and it frankly only uses about a half dozen people. It's automated, and it doesn't frankly disturb the land as much as some of the traditional types of mining in Wyoming, which are, you know, huge open pit mines, which as a former Wyoming resident you may be somewhat familiar with.
Yeah. So how many jobs would your project create?
Frankly, several thousand jobs, because we envision actually having sort of three components to it. We've got a coal mine, and then we're going to have an industrial park that will essentially use that coal to make products. And then the third component is we have a research center, which will in essence try and explore new uses of the carbon from coal to make product.
So I want to get back to just the Trump administration before I let you go. at the end of his 4 years or 8 years, however long he's in the White House, how do you think workers in coal states like Wyoming and Kentucky will judge the president's policies? And what do you think your industry looks like at that point?
Well, I think you kind of asked two questions. So I guess to preface it and not trying to dodge, but I'm not really trying to get into too much of the politics of the Trump administration.
But they're very much your business. They're very much every day you come to work, it's got to be on your mind.
Not necessarily, because, again, I think the Obama administration, as I've said, tried to impose both certain market constraints on utilities and then also certain regulatory constraints on the conduct of mining. So I think to the extent that the Trump administration perhaps levels the playing field a bit on the regulatory front, I think, you know, a rising tide will perhaps carry all boats. And I think, again, to the demand equation, coal companies, nor Mr. Trump, nor anyone else, can essentially change the fundamental dynamic of whether gas is a less expensive form of baseload fuel for a utility than coal. So, you know, that side of the equation is pretty much out of the political hand, so to speak.
Randall Atkins is chairman and CEO of Ramaco Carbon. It's a company that's trying to open the first new coal mine in Wyoming in decades, and it comes, as we've been talking about, at a very challenging time for the industry. Randy, thank you very much.
Fair welcome.